With many Wisconsinites still out of work, a growing number of families are turning to government-assisted programs for medical coverage. Department of Health Services Secretary Karen Timberlake says thousands have signed up, and many more are still waiting.
We have been adding people to a waiting list for the program. That waiting list right now sits at 13,000 people.
State medical assistance programs are currently facing a $150 million shortfall. Timberlake appeared before the legislature's budget committee on Thursday to detail how the agency is trying to address the problem.
There are many items in this plan that in fact amount to our realizing efficiencies in the Medicaid program and paying what we need to pay to get the services delivered that need to be delivered and not paying more than we need to pay.
Republican State Senator Alberta Darling expressed concerns that taxpayers could end up shouldering the burden of the shortfall.
You know, we're not meeting the goal to meet the $633 million savings. We're pushing off a third to the next biennium. We're shifting most of the burden to our providers.
Timberlake says they are working on other strategies, and possible federal legislation could help close the gap. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.